The United Nations is calling for immediate action led by the G20 and top fossil fuel emitters to achieve the emissions cuts needed to limit global warming. As the UN climate conference begins today, Monday, in Baku, Azerbaijan, member states are focusing on scaling up climate finance. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says solving the climate crisis requires extraordinary international cooperation.
And once again, you are leading the call for ambition. You are demanding action now, not later. And I'm on your side. Leaders must arrive in Baku with ambitions that match the urgency and scale of the challenge. Together, let's push leaders to deliver.
The UN urges the world to embrace opportunities to tackle the climate crisis, limit global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius, and support vulnerable communities in achieving net zero emissions by 2050. Selwyn Hart is an Assistant Secretary General of the Climate Action Team at the UN.
A good, credible, and ambitious outcome on finance is absolutely needed, especially the G20 that accounts for about 80% of global emissions, really to show the world and to show their populations and send the right signals to markets and to investors that they are truly committed to a 1.5 degree pathway.
African countries at COP29 are advocating for increased climate funding and the implementation of the Paris Agreement's carbon market rules by early next year. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa had earlier said that Africa is experiencing the severe effects of climate change.
Our beloved continent, Africa, is enduring the worst effects of global warming. The land that nourished us for a millennium is now being ravaged by increasingly severe heat, droughts, floods, and cyclones. The impacts are profound, costing African economies between 3% and 5% of our GDPs.
At the same time, the World Health Organization, WHO, demands the urgent integration of health in climate negotiations ahead of COP29. Adelheid Onyango, the director of the Universal Health Coverage for WHO Africa, says the climate crisis is also a health crisis that must be addressed to save the future generations.
Health is the human face of climate change. The climate crisis threatens to undo the last 50 years of Africa's progress in development, health, and poverty reduction. We need urgent action to build resilience and reduce the vulnerability of our systems in order to safeguard the health and well-being of our people.
Hart says most countries are in bad shape on matters curbing the climate crisis.
The reality is that we are not in a good place. And no continent, no country, no region has been spared. The developing world is being pummeled by climate impacts. So as the pace of impacts accelerate, unfortunately, we're not seeing a surge in finance. Countries representing 2/3 of global population, these countries are just attracting $1 out of every $5 that's invested in clean power.
COP29 is looking forward to helping unlock the trillions of dollars that developing countries need to mitigate harmful carbon emissions, adapt to climate change, and cope with the loss and damage caused. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.